part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation, which has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging purported leak so far, as it does appear to be a bugging of a highly confidential conversation among top leaders. Justification can be created, they say, to take Syrian land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkey's government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land, if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. But thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Ken Van Doren's running for Congress in the state of Michigan, or is it Wisconsin? He's going to be our guest in the second hour of tonight's show, and we'll be talking to him about liberty and so many other great concepts. I'll ask him why he wants to run for office, what he hopes to get out of it, and so on and so forth. I just got confirmation of a guest that I'm very excited about who will be appearing on the show Tuesday of next week. His name is David Stein, but you might remember him under a different name. Here's a clip of David Stein on the Montel Williams show.
But I would like to also interject, speaking as a Jew, the Holocaust is an extremely important thing to especially American and Israeli Jews, because most American Jews tend to be secularized. And the Holocaust and the shared history of persecution has tended to take the place of the religion of Jews. Now, I'm Jewish. I'm also an atheist. I don't buy many things. I don't buy concepts of mysticism, spirituality, and especially myth. And I have read both sides of the issue extensively, and I'm not looking to hurt anybody, but I do have to say from my own point of view that the evidence saying that there were no gas chambers is a lot stronger than any of the evidence that can be presented saying there were.
You might know him as David Cole. David Cole, whose real name is David Stein, will be joining us on the Bob Tuscan Show this Tuesday. He made a documentary about Auschwitz and the camps and so on and so forth. You're not going to want to miss this. He kind of went underground for a while, and he's reappeared, and we're going to have him on the Bob Tuscan Show next Tuesday. So again, David Cole will be talking about the Holocaust and what he's been doing since then, with his new book that came out and so on and so forth. So I'm excited about that. Also, have some great news about BobTuscan.com. The website, as most of my listeners know, has been improving, and we've been growing on it. And well, it's now at the point where we have pretty much a full team behind it, okay, a full team behind it, and the news on there is more contemporary, more hard-hitting than ever before. Have a lot of original articles now that are being posted to the website. I won't say any more, but please, 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 if you're not already doing it, go to the website, BobTuscan.com, daily, and you'll find some really good pieces on a plethora, on a cornucopia of different topics. Of course, if you ever want to recommend a topic, you can email thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com is the way to reach me, and that goes to me directly, and I'd love to hear from you. We have a piece of audio here that I've never shared on the air before, and I want to share it with you because I want you to see what it would sound like if I was still dating. Now, I'm married and I have a beautiful son, who, by the way, he got real sick last night, my son, throwing up, vomiting all night long, scared the living daylights out of me. First time he's ever been this sick, and I'm a first time parent out there, so all you expert parents, cut me a little flack here, but, a little slack here. Did I say flack? Slack? I don't know. Anyways, the bottom line is he got real sick and I was up all night and, geez, I hope he's feeling better. He stopped throwing up today, but he was just not himself. And it really played a toll on me. So bummed out about that, but, what can he do? So anyways, back to this, rare piece of audio that I found. In the next segment of tonight's show, I'm going to play for you a piece of audio from a hypothetical date that I would have been on if I wasn't already married. You're saying, what is Bob talking about? What is Bob talking about? Well, when you stay tuned here in a little bit, you'll hear in my mind, a reenactment of what a date would look like in the year 2014, with Bob Tuscan and your average gal, if I wasn't married and I wasn't set. So I'm going to play that for you in a little bit. It's going to be a dinner date on the Bob Tuscan show. I got audio of this that you're going to get a kick out of it. I guarantee you you're going to like this a lot. All right. Dave Hodges writes, on IntelliHub.com, the catastrophic impact of a Chinese EMP attack upon America. In 2010, an executive summary from the Federal Energy and Regulatory Commission warned that an EMP would destroy the power grid or, at minimum, would seriously damage it. And we've talked about this before. And he talks about Dr. Jim Garrow speaking out about this possibility. Dave, I know, has had Dr. Jim Garrow on his show several times. And a lot of this should be feared. So as much as it sounds like fear porn, it ought to be feared. It ought to be, at the very least, maybe feared's not the right way of putting it. This ought to be paid attention to. Okay, we really should look at this and take note of this possibility. And as a result, prepare. Prepare, 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 prepare. If you are not prepared, you are going to be in for a rude awakening. I don't care how many Federal Reserve notes you have. You're not converting them into something you can actually show for. When the stuff hits the fan, when the EMP attack comes, whether it's natural or from the Chinese or whoever it might be, you're going to be stuck. And the nanny state, big government, is not going to save you. That's the bottom line in my mind. Top scientists and knowledgeable politicians, for example, Congressman Trent Franks, tells us that it would cost the nation alone up to $2 trillion in the first year. It would take 4 to 10 years to recover and would fatally impact 90% of the United States population, meaning widespread starvation and death, ladies and gentlemen. Yet, experts tell us the cost to harden the electrical grid would be no more than $2 billion. Several times less than the cost of a single bailout paid to the banksters. So it would cost $2 billion to fix this problem, but they're not doing it. And you might say, Bob, well, why aren't they doing it? That equation right there was a no-brainer. Spend $2 billion, it's the best way to deal with this. Well, not if you're a eugenicist. No, not if you're for population control. That's right. This is the end of the world as we know it. And we are on the crux of it. Hasn't happened yet, which is good, because you can turn off this radio right now and do something to get prepared. But it's not a matter of if at this point in my eyes. It's a matter of when. And I can't stress that enough. No matter how much fun we have, no matter how much research I do on interesting topics like the Holocaust or 9/11 or whatever it may be, a story like this, a catastrophic EMP attack upon America, upon the world, really puts things in perspective. And I'll leave it at that. Okay, next segment, we're going to get to some really good stuff here. Rare audio of what Bob Tuscan's date would look like if he wasn't married.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We got Ken Van Doren, who's running for Congress, joining us next hour. But first, I'm going to be playing some rare audio of what would be a hypothetical dinner date that I may have gone on if I wasn't already happily married. And this audio, I think you're going to get a real kick out of. Here's me at dinner with my hypothetical date in the year 2014.
Back and to the left. I mean, come on, right? It's so obvious.
Yeah. So what's good here?
I have no idea. I don't use menus anymore. Now, when I go out, I just order kale and avocado.
What if they don't have kale?
Oh, I go straight to Yelp.com and leave them a negative review.
Hello, that won't be necessary. My name is Cornelius.
Oh,
I'll be your server.
Hi.
Let me start you off with some ice water.
Oh, is this distilled? The water, is it distilled?
It is, from a Brita.
Okay.
Distilled!
Yes, distilled.
We have some up in the maintenance room. We use it for the iron.
Oh,
I can bring some down.
No. It's fine. I'm guessing this isn't reverse osmosis then either, is it?
It's ice water.
So it's liquid fluoride. We don't want it. We want to hold on to our pineal glands as long as possible. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of sleepy. I have a coffee, please.
Oh, yes. A coffee, not a problem.
Wait. Do you use high-altitude beans?
We have a guy from Nepal here.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood the question. High-altitude beans.
For the coffee, are they high-altitude?
No. I'll give you a minute to look over your menu.
Great.
I'll be right back.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Unbelievable. You just, dodged the biggest bullet.
Right. So what should I order?
Well, like I said, I mean,
we have some hot cross buns fresh off the oven, but be careful, they are very hot.
I love warm bread.
Oh, hold on a second. You probably don't love celiac disease, which is what happens when you eat too much gluten, so we don't want the bread.
All right. That's fine.
How's the salmon a la mode?
Ah, it is a delight. It is one of our finest dishes.
Poison! It's poison. Poison nuclear fish. It's from Fukushima. Hello? Anyone?
I've never been there.
Then how about the linguine calamari?
Calamari is also from the ocean, which means it's also radioactive from Fukushima.
Actually, miss, no need to worry. Our seafood is fine and is not harmful to humans.
Wait, are you kidding me? Not harmful to humans? In what world is nuclear radiation not harmful to humans? There's no such thing as a safe dose of radiation.
Can you really stop using Tinder?
I mean, come on. There's more radiation being released from the Fukushima meltdown than the nuclear weapons testings from the 50s and 60s combined, people. This is a huge crisis.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Sure, yeah. I'll be here, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
All right. Take your time.
She'll be back. I'm sure.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Thank goodness I found someone who, would be the female equivalent of what you just heard there. I hope you found that fun. That was from the Joy Camp. They do a lot of great work on their YouTube channel. The Joy Camp is on youtube.com/user/thejoycamp. We also have that full video up on my website, Bob Tuscan, TUSKIN.com. Now back to the story about this catastrophic impact of a Chinese EMP attack. I actually have some audio of Dr. Jim Garrow speaking out about this, and let's roll that clip. Uh-oh. Did they take it down? Mr. Producer, what happened? Looks like they took that clip down. Wow. That's just crazy. Right before I came on the show today, I had the clip all loaded and ready to go, and they took it down. Very interesting. All right, so he basically says in, well, not so many words, that the actions of an Army General, an Air Force General, and Navy Admiral who were in charge of safeguarding the nation's nuclear stockpile saved the lives of 300 million Americans from the catastrophic effect of a planned false flag EMP attack on the United States. For the heroic acts of foiling this attack, the three military officers were vilified by the Obama administration in public. Now, I have not found any collaborating or corroborating, what's the word I'm looking for? Anyways, I haven't found very much information to back that up. However, I think that's very interesting, and that might offer a piece of this puzzle here for some of these high-ranking military officials that have been mysteriously let go. Who knows exactly what that means or if that actually took place, but that's what Dr. Jim Garrow has to say. And if that's the case, then where are we going with this? What are we going to do when this stuff really hits the fan? Because there's not going to be these military officers standing in the way forever. And that leaves me very scared and very wary of our future here. Now, you might say, well, Bob, this is something that hasn't happened yet. We need to focus on the now and focus on the possibility of the Ukraine going crazy and this and that. But, well, folks, I'm sorry, but this is more of a threat in my eyes than World War III. It really is. So we're going to continue to pay attention to that and cover any possibility of this EMP coming. I guess the fact is, though, when it does come, we won't even know. It'll be hitting us harder and faster than ever expected. So there you go. Did you hear about this Ukraine story about Jews registering or having to register in the Ukraine? I want to talk about this in the next segment because at first I was quite astonished by this. But it turns out it may have been a hoax, and I have some evidence to back that up. And if it was a hoax, that begs the question, why was it put there in the media? For what purpose? For what reason? And by whom was it placed in the media? Okay, we're going to speculate on that a bit in the next segment. And we'll also take phone calls for the next half hour until we take our guest next hour. Dan Van Doren will be joining us to talk about his run for Congress. I got to be honest. I'm going to have to poo-poo his notion that politics is going to really change things. At this point, give up on politics. Now, maybe your local election, your local sheriff's office, your city commission, maybe that has some purpose. I'm all for that. But running for Congress and whatnot, I don't know. Unless it's strictly an awareness campaign, I'm not sure. And is it an effective awareness campaign? Anyways, we'll get to that next hour. But when we come back, more on these Jews having to register in the Ukraine.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Speaking of Fukushima radiation, listen to this. I don't know if you heard this story, but you should have. Here is something that ought to make mainstream media, but hasn't.
18th of the 4th, 2014. This is your radioactive reality. Any news? LA news outlet Fukushima plume worries to sink fishing industry? Area newspaper, quote, warning readers to avoid eating locally caught fish. Some Korean newspapers in the LA area have been telling their readers for a few months now, don't eat the locally caught fish, Fukushima radiation danger. And of course, Homeland Security Center Director, a banana has 100 times more radiation than what you're going to catch in your bluefin tuna, which is complete and total bullshit.
We like to say BS here, sorry about the language, but this story is crazy, and what the lamestream media tries to pass as truth is absolutely ridiculous. Listen to this some more.
No doctor can explain what's happening to U.S. Navy officer's body. Quote, I'm basically kind of deteriorating. After Fukushima radiation exposure, my leg is 17 centimeters smaller. Same with my right arm. Radiation levels missing from medical records. That'll be interesting in court later. Former U.S. official, war in Ukraine could cause disaster worse than Chernobyl and Fukushima. Situation, quote, calls for greater global concern. Multiple scenarios result in meltdown. Foreign minister, potential threat to many nuclear facilities. You gotta worry about the fog of war and all the craziness that happens during wartime. What happens if there's a power outage at one of these nuclear power plants during this revolution? Interesting things indeed.
Yes, they are. And listen to this. Speaking of sabotage of a nuclear facility, on the front page of BobTuscan.com, the USKIN, I have a story that I found about a former Iran official describing an alleged U.S. sabotage of a U.S. nuke program. Excuse me, of an Iranian nuke program. The former head of Iran's nuclear program is laying out in detail how the U.S. and other intelligence agencies allegedly carried out a constant campaign of sabotage against his country. According to this nuclear head of Iran's program, who spoke to an Iranian newspaper, the U.S. would prevent companies from sending equipment to Iran, but would then put the kind of equipment on the black market, having ensured it would actually damage Iranian operations. He claims the U.S. would find out via the UN, nuclear agency, what part Iran was trying to get and from whom, and plan everything from viruses to explosives on the equipment. Have you heard of Stuxnet? Yeah, that's right. The Mossad was behind that. There's no doubt about it. And now they have that new virus called Flame, and goes on and on. He goes on to say, quote, they would pressure that country or company not to transfer the parts or equipment to Iran, or would allow them to do so only after sabotaging parts, he told the Iranian daily Khorasan. For instance, if it was an electronic system, they would infect it with a virus or plant explosives in it, or even alter the type of components in order to paralyze Iran's system. The interview was translated by Middle East Media Research Institute. They obtained and opened the channels that they personally control in order to provide Iran with equipment that would also benefit them. So there's no surprise there in my eyes, but as far as the rest of the mass media is concerned, we can do no wrong, and those Iranians are just... well, they're just the problem. By the way, there's lots of reports out of the Ukraine of different possible peace treaties or agreements. And, well, right around this time, I saw a story, right around the meeting today when I was hearing about these peace agreements, I saw a story of the U.S. sending helmets and other non-lethal military aid to the Ukraine. So this is shaping up to have two sides here, with the powerhouse of the United States behind the Ukraine, and the EU, of course, behind the Ukraine, and Russia behind these Russian rebels. But the U.S. is really starting to posture here, sending helmets, sleeping bags, and generators to support the Ukrainian military, but stop short of approving other items that the interim government reportedly says it needs to stand up to the might of Moscow. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel announced Thursday that the U.S. will send an additional non-lethal military aid. The additional aid was announced as fighting between Ukraine's military and pro-Russian factions intensified in the eastern part of the country. Hagel, or Hagel, I'm going to start calling him Hagel, speaking at a press conference at the Pentagon with his Polish counterpart, said the approved aid would include medical supplies, helmets, sleeping mats, water purification units, hand fuel pumps, and small power generators. Question. Is this an act of war? Don't let the non-lethal military aid confuse you. He goes on to say, the United States continues to stand with Ukraine. And earlier this morning, I called Ukraine's acting defense minister to tell him that Barry Sotero, or as he puts it, President Obama, has approved additional non-lethal military assistance for health and welfare items and other supplies. We didn't have a vote in Congress about this, and in my eyes, this might as well be an act of war, just like sanctions, for all intents and purposes, are an act of war. This is an act of war. Whether that will mute calls for the Obama administration to do more remains to be seen, according to this article that we have up on the front page of BobTuscan.com. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, speaking on a Kentucky radio show on Thursday, said the U.S. should be providing lethal aid. So we're damned if we do, damned if we don't. On both sides of the coin here, these people are posturing for war. These neocons are posturing for war. Disturbs me. It ought to disturb you, too. What do you think? 800-313-9443. Excuse me, I'm getting a little verklempt here. 800-313-9443, if you want to voice your opinion on that or anything else that we've discussed thus far, please feel free to join us, and we will take your calls. A landmark case sees Pirate Bay user hit with a 5-year sentence. A man who uploaded a single movie, to the Pirate Bay, kickstarting South Africa's first online piracy case, has been sentenced today. He got 5 years. After striking a plea bargain with the state over what was unusually framed as a criminal rather than civil offense, the 29-year-old was handed an unprecedented 5-year suspended jail sentence. Pirate Balin, a blaze of publicity mid December 2013. Let me read that again. Pirate Balin, a blaze of publicity. I think that's a typo. Anyways, in mid-December 2013, it was revealed that South Africa had netted its first Internet Pirate Safe Act. Southern African Federation Against Copyright Theft said it had caught a man uploading a high-profile movie to the Pirate Bay. Well, they came after him, and after years of a court battle, they finally sentenced this guy to 5 years in prison. 5 years. This is, the world we live in. It's not just the police state here in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. This is a police state that really stretches beyond. And if you're not paying attention, you might think that everything is just honky-dory. Is that the saying, honky-dory? But it's not. It's not. This is, globalism, this is the New World Order, and they call it the New World Order for a reason.
Bob Justin Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
You know, I apologize. I had meant to get into this story about Jews having to register, and I completely skipped over it. Well, here we are. So let's talk about it before our guest Ken Van Doren joins us next hour. He's going to be running for the 3rd District of Wisconsin Congress, or for Congress in the seat of the Wisconsin's 3rd District, rather. We'll see what he has to say coming up next hour. But let's talk about this story. So my wife messaged me and she said, hey Bob, did you happen to see this story about Jews having to register in the Ukraine? She says, I just can't believe this story. I don't believe it. And then I get another message from a friend saying, hey, did you see this? What do you think? Well, I did a little research, and Time Magazine, or Time, the internet website, put out a piece, and the headline reads as follows. Ukraine's Jew register, either a hoax or a crude extortion scheme. And they go on to make the point that it was probably one or the other. A few anti-Semitic flyers in eastern Ukraine made global news after the U.S. Secretary of State spoke out against them. The news of pro-Russian thugs trying to impose a tax on Jews first appeared on Wednesday morning on a small local news website in the Ukraine called Novotsi Donbasa. Along with a photo of a neo-Nazi throwing the Hitler salute, the website offered the story of three masked goons hanging around a synagogue in the city and handing out anti-Semitic flyers to local Jews. The site even ran a photo of the flyer, which demanded that Jewish residents show up to register, pay a fee of $50 American, and offer proof of any property they own in the region. It all looked like a crude joke. But even that newspaper is not the most reliable source, even by the less than exacting standards of Ukraine media. The story was apparently too scandalous to ignore. It ricocheted around the internet on Wednesday before winding up in the Israeli press and finally on the website of USA Today. By Thursday evening, an article had reached U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who'd commented on it during a high-level talk in Geneva. In the year 2014, after all miles traveled and all of the journeys of history, this is not just intolerable, it's grotesque, it's beyond unacceptability, said John Kerry Cohen, is it? Cohen? Anyways, he told reporters this after talks meant to resolve the separatist conflict in eastern Ukraine. At that point, this flyer was making news around the world. But even if it looked like the start of some racist purge, the flyer was more likely part of an ill-conceived extortion plot or propaganda ploy against the separatists. For one thing, the sign off at the bottom of the flyer, "Yours, the People's Governor of Donetsk, Denis Pushlin," or Pushlin, seemed off. This was a reference to the so-called Donetsk People's Republic, which was formed a week and a half ago by a group of armed separatists who seized the headquarters of the regional government. There is perhaps the smallest breakaway republic in the world, as its territory is confined by one building and a small patch of the plaza around it. Since April 7th, they have barricaded themselves inside with a cache of weapons and demanded a referendum of secession, or on secession rather, from Ukraine. At the bottom of the flyer was a reproduction of the stamp these separatists use on the press badges they have issued to journalists. And there's several other interesting points that time brings up here. I'll tell you what, if you think that there is a Zionist agenda in the media, a Jewish agenda in the media perhaps, this kind of story would be great fuel for that fire, would it not be? So regardless if this was something that was completely contrived or a part of an extortion plot, it's great propaganda, is it not? I mean, really, think about it. So there you go. That's my take on it, and I'm sure we'll hear more about this story. But it's funny how it's able to spread like wildfire like that. It's not hard to make something go viral these days and for it to reach the hands of John Kerry Cohen. No, it's not. So that's my take on it, and we shall see what comes of all that. It's something that continues to be developing, as they say. I'm going to use the Barry Sotero lingo here. It's a fluid situation. Fluid. Okay? Speaking of fluid situations, did you know that a kill switch may be standard on U.S. phones in 2015? All right, well, we've been talking about the kill switch for some time now, a system for remotely disabling smartphones and wiping their data. Well, it's going to become standard in 2015, according to a pledge backed by most of the mobile world's major players. Apple, Google, Samsung, and Microsoft, along with the five biggest cellular carriers in the United States, are among those that have signed onto a voluntary program announced Tuesday by the industry's largest trade group. all smartphones manufactured for sale in the United States after July of 2015 must have the technology, according to the program, from CTIA, the Wireless Association. Advocates say the feature would deter thieves from taking mobile devices, for rendering phones useless, while allowing people to protect personal information if their phone is lost or stolen. Its proponents include law enforcement officials concerned about the rising problem of smartphone theft. We appreciate the commitment made by these companies to protect wireless users in the event their smartphones are lost or stolen, says Steve Largent, president of this group. The flexibility provides consumers with access to the best features and apps that fit their unique needs while protecting their smartphones and the valuable information they contain. All right, so from a money perspective, from a business perspective, I don't buy it for a second. Have you ever heard of planned obsolescence? Have you ever heard that, well, if you lose your phone or get it stolen, these people don't really care because they're going to make money selling it, and it makes the value of the phone go up, however minutely it may do so. HTC, Motorola, Nokia are among the other smartphone makers who have signed up, along with carriers AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint, and U.S. Cellular. The feature would let a phone's owner erase contacts, photos, emails, and other information and lock the phone so it can't be used without a password. It also allows the government to, at any given time, go to these companies and say, hey, will you turn this political dissident's phone off? This guy, Bob Tuscan. Maybe they would be doing me a favor turning this stupid smartphone on, or smartphone off, rather. That's a definite possibility. But nonetheless, again, this overwhelming control, this overwhelming police state that we have that can go and tap into your phones and turn them off. Turn them off. Erase your data. Oh, this guy's been looking at some stuff. He took a picture of this police action, this shooting. This police officer did this or that, and, we're going to have to go in there and wipe it off and take it away for evidence. And they can just remotely go on your phone and do so, and the rest is history. Doesn't that scare you? On however of a micro or macro level, it doesn't matter. Both the former and the latter are extremely, extremely disturbing. And, that's the 1984 nightmare that we are in, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Please, please, please donate if you can. Go to the website bobtuska.com. We're in some dire financial need. So if you are able to donate, please help out with some of those Federal Reserve notes. Donate, donate, donate. Bob Tuscan, TUSKIN.com. Thank you in advance. Also, Ken Van Doren running for Congress in Wisconsin. He's coming up next hour. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial